This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Beirut today, a bomb claimed the life of an anti-Syrian member of the Lebanese parliament, his son, and at least eight other people. The explosion struck along Beirut's waterfront, where ambulances rushed away victims. It is just the latest in a string of targeted killings stretching back to the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. That took place 2 years ago. Lebanese officials are calling the bombing the latest effort by Syria and its allies to destabilize the country. NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now, and he's in Beirut. Peter, what can you tell us about this attack and about the member of parliament who it seems was the target?
Well, Michelle, it hit very near the beach in Beirut's Manara neighborhood, next to a sporting club and an amusement park. Investigators suspect it was a car bomb. It was a powerful blast. It shattered windows several hundred yards away up a hill, and it set more than one car ablaze. Among the dead, Walid Aido. He's a senior member of parliament from the Future Movement. He's a close ally of the slain Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. He was a man in his mid-60s, a former prosecutor and a judge, not a leading figure in Lebanese politics, but an outspoken critic of Syria's influence. He was killed along with his son, a pair of bodyguards, and several other people. Now, there have been five other explosions in the past month here, but this one is different in that it appeared to target Mr. Aido. The others occurred at night, relatively isolated areas. They were seen as an attempt to scare people. This one is a targeted killing and reminds people here of the bombings and attacks that struck a number of anti-Syrian figures since the Hariri assassination in 2005.
Has there been a claim of responsibility?
We have not heard one yet, and officials say they actually aren't expecting one. Government officials, including the Druze leader Walid Jumblatt, have already blamed Syria and its allies inside Lebanon. Jumblatt says Damascus is determined to destabilize the country because it continues to push for an international court in the Hariri case. Syrian officials have been implicated by UN investigators in that killing, but Damascus denies any involvement. Opposition leaders, including the head of the Hezbollah Shiite militia, are calling for calm and urging people not to rush to judgment. And the Bush administration condemned the bombing as an act of terrorism. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said it was premature to single out Syria for blame, but he did say it was clearly the work of those who want to undermine Lebanese democracy.
Well, it does seem that this bombing comes at an especially fragile time for Lebanon, with the army already engaged in battles in the north against Islamist militants and the opposition trying to topple the government. How are people there in Lebanon responding?
Well, over the weeks, we've just seen the level of anxiety clearly rising. Today, two more Lebanese soldiers killed north of Tripoli in that battle against the Fatah al-Islam militants in the Nahr al-Bared camp. That's now in its fourth week. The number of dead for the army is in its mid-60s. There have also been reports now of more fighters and weapons crossing the border from Syria, so tensions are high. As always, there are several scenarios playing out at once, and it's hard to keep track of all of them. The apparent spread of al-Qaeda-style Islamist ideology in the Palestinian camps here, the ongoing efforts by Hezbollah and other opposition parties to bring down Prime Minister Fuad Sanura's government, and this slow process of setting up the international court in the Hariri case. There's no sign that any of these crises are getting close to a resolution. In the near term, that means another dismal summer for Lebanon's economy, especially the tourism sector. In the longer term, people are wondering if their leaders can keep the situation from sliding into even worse violence.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Michelle.
That was NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Beirut.